Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning. Today is part two of the rural access to financing capital, and we talked about the demand side last week, and now we're going to talk about the supply side.
Right.
This would be the banks, I presume.
Yep, the supply side in the form of banks and in the form of investors, and these are people who hand out the money. But like we talked about last time, there is this little element called risk, and they like to know what their risk is and what their chances that they're actually going to get their money back.
So just as a quick review, if someone is considering starting their own business, having a really solid business plan is a great way to approach.
And there is help for doing business plans if you've never done one before.
Small business development organizations all across the state. And as you pointed out last week, we could probably use some more of those.
Yep.
But in the meantime, on the supply side, okay, so you are a bank or you're an investor. And sometimes we think about investors, you know, there are people who do sometimes somewhat risky investments, you know, but there aren't people like that around.
Yeah, and they maybe look like they're putting money into a risky venture, but you have to believe that they have really done their homework on that potential investment. They've looked at it inside out and upside down, and they know exactly how much risk they're getting into.
And typically, and they also want a pretty big payday if it comes through. So venture capitalists are few and far between, and as you say, they've done a lot
of
homework on the front side.
Yeah, for that reason, they are hard to come by in rural areas. It's hard to get them interested in rural investments. And so what you have are the banks, you know, the community banks. And they're very devoted to their communities. They're very good for that. But when it comes to somebody starting a business or maybe expanding a business where they've gotten to a point where they need a larger amount of money, well, the banks will look at that, and they really do have to measure that risk because they can only take so much risk. This is regulated, and they only have so much money to give out.
Now, one of the things that, you know, you mentioned investors, one of the things that occurs to me is sometimes those investors are relatives.
Yeah, yeah. And that, you know, and having somebody else putting money in is a good way to demonstrate that you have a vested interest in this business, that you have some support to it, and it lessens the risk for a lender.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking also, you know, a lot of people put second mortgages on their homes and things like that, things of the real property, things like that, that banks can feel a little more secure in loaning some money on.
Right, yeah. But banks only have so much money to lend. And so for that reason, we've talked a lot about regionalism and economic development on a regional, multi-county basis. And for that reason, one of the things that is kind of starting to be tried in, especially in southern Minnesota, is the idea of banks working together and collaborating and forming a larger pool of funds, which actually lessens the risk.
Sure, it spreads
for individual
out the
banks. Yeah. Yeah, and that way you can do a little more for these startup businesses that look like, you know, they're going to be a good deal, they're going to supply jobs, but they just need that extra boost of capital.
Well, thank you so much, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.